inwardly with power through the working of the Spirit. May God dwell in your hearts through faith, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, will be able to grasp fully the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love, and with all God's holy ones, experience this love that surpasses all understanding, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to God be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen.
Greetings to all of you this morning. It's a real pleasure to be back with you and to see so many smiling, familiar faces. But praise God, there's also some new faces, and that is encouraging. Donna and I were blessed. Those 9 months that we spent with you just before Pastor Megan came. A very, very good time that we had, and we've missed you. And so it's nice to be here and worship with you again. I have a question for you. I'd like for you to think of this with me for a time this morning. What's the most amazing thing that you have ever seen? I'd really like to hear your response, but we're not going to take time for that this morning. But think with me about it. Harley and Marilyn will probably appreciate what I'm about to say next. But I was talking with a friend recently about that, amazing things, and he said, and this came from some kind of a study, he's a coach, and this came from some kind of a study, I don't know who did it, but he said out of that study, what they discovered, what they thought anyhow, was the most amazing thing in athletics was the, this thing is ringing. Am I doing something wrong, or are we okay? At the crack of the bat, the outfielder takes off, turns his back, runs full speed away from the batter, and catches that baseball across his shoulder going the opposite direction. Now, I heard what he said. I wasn't sure that I agreed with that, but, you know, I don't look at the scientific part of this. But I have to admit, when I think about it, I tend to think about the Olympics. You know, where you've got 2 weeks, the best athletes in the world, I tend to think about it from the athletic end, 2 weeks where the best athletes in the world come together and do these amazing things. It's about just exactly 2 years ago that the Olympics, Winter Olympics, were in Russia. And I don't know about you, but I know that I watched quite a bit of that. And I was amazed. I just can hardly believe the twists and the turns and the jumps and all that stuff that happens with figure skating and on those snowboards and skis. And the thing probably that amazes me the most is somebody flying down the hill on skis at a speed higher than our speed limit out here on the freeway, probably 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden they jump, and it's more like flying. And those people fly through the air about up to 130 meters, about a football field, 1.5 football fields, and they land standing up. I just can hardly believe that. Amazing. Well, you probably have some idea that I want to talk about amazing things this morning. However, you might have gotten that idea. But those things really do intrigue me. But this morning, what I want to talk about are amazing things, but not, I don't want to spend any more time talking about the kinds of amazing things that can be accomplished by discipline and hard work and all of that. I want to talk about amazing things that can happen only when the power of God is working through us. That's what I want us to think about this morning. And to help us think about that, I want to refer to that passage that Teresa just read a little bit ago, there at the end of Ephesians. A wonderful passage and one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. Most of that passage is a prayer. The Apostle Paul was praying for these people. I think it's an appropriate prayer for us, and one that I certainly pray for myself and for you, but a prayer that talks about the power of God at work within us. And the word power is used several times in there. The power of God, not our power, the power of God at work within us. I'd like to call attention particularly, and this is where I want my focus to be today, is on verse 20. And if you have that, you might just want to follow along with me, because I'd like for this to be really absorbed by you, because I think it's so very, very significant. Now to Him, God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. Some of us can imagine some pretty significant things. Some of us ask for them. But more than all we can ask or imagine, that God can do through us, through you, through me, through His power at work in us. Now that's truly amazing, more amazing than what I talked about with regard to the Olympics. And more amazing, Harley, than that catch. So what comes to mind for you when you think about that? Power of God working in and through us to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. What comes to mind? Well, if I'm honest, the thing that comes first to mind is the big stuff. You know, the things that you see and you're amazed at and you go, wow, that is really amazing. That's what comes to my mind first. I think of Billy Graham and filling those stadiums with tens of thousands of people. And I don't know whether you spent a lot of time thinking about Billy Graham's sermons, but when I've heard those sermons, it's like those things were really simple sermons. And so he preached this simple sermon, and he gives that invitation, and all of a sudden, thousands of people come down to be prayed for, to receive salvation, the gift of salvation. I don't know how many of you have ever been a part of a Billy Graham crusade, but I was in Portland a number of years back. And I had the privilege of serving as one of the counselors. And so I, along with a number of other people, were down. It was in the stadium back then, was called Civic Stadium. They've changed its name there several times. I can't even tell you now what it is, except it's where the Timbers play soccer. And down there on the grass, and here these people would come. To me, that's an amazing thing that has happened through the ministry of Billy Graham. But you know, I think about that, friends. I think about it and I say, I've never done anything like that. It's never happened for me. And I don't know whether it has for any of you here, but I kind of doubt it. And so I say, is this passage only promise only for certain people like Billy Graham and not for me? Well, then I think of Rick Warren at Saddleback Church or Bill Hybels at Willow Creek Church. Both of them pastors of huge mega churches, and they influence thousands of people through their writings and their words. And I realize, you know, I've never done that to that extent. Is that only for some people and not for others? Let's bring it closer to home. Right up here in front is your own Pastor Megan. I've heard her preach. I like listening to her preach. I've heard her preach in front of a lot of people. I know that she is gifted by God and that she has wisdom, sometimes I think well beyond her years, given to her by God. And then I think about that. Is that promise only for Megan? And maybe not for me or for you? Is that what it means? Well, I don't think so. It doesn't only mean for certain people. It means for all of us, for you, for me. And I want us to be aware of that this morning because it's important. It's very important. And if I can impress on you how important it is to allow the power of God to work through you, I want to do that. Because you have a possibility. You are a possibility. You are something to provide that God wants to do through you and through me, through all of us. And it's beyond what we can ask or imagine. Now I know that God shows his power in the big ways, and I look through Scripture and I see that, and we tend to focus on that. And I think about the Red Sea opening. God used his power to do that, and that was more than they could imagine. But it happened. And then they were led during the day by that pillar of cloud and led at night by that pillar of fire. That's amazing stuff. Amazing thing. And then, of course, on Mount Sinai, where God displayed his power in such a tremendous way, thunder and lightning and the whole mountain shook. And God has, the scripture tells us how God uses his power, displays his power in those ways. But that's not all. I think of the time when God told Elijah, the prophet, that he would meet him and would display himself to him. And so he said, go up on the mountain, and Elijah did. And then came a mighty windstorm. Might expect that God was in that, but he wasn't. And then a mighty earthquake, and then a fire, and God wasn't in that. And then there was that gentle whisper. And God was in that. The little things, the unexpected small things that we hardly even notice. And I want to talk about that this morning because I think that's where most of us live. And I want us to think about that because that's important. What you and I can do in small ways. Now, if the Lord wants to use us in huge, wonderful ways, that's great, but let's be available for the small things. I want to give you some examples. This is a real small thing. Some time back, I was returning from my 3-mile walk, daily walk, and I was passing a neighbor who happened to be out by her car, and of course I like to say hi to the neighbors and be congenial, and I was, and I thought, you know, I should ask her how her family's doing. And then I thought, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go on home. I might have to stand here and listen if I, you know. So no, I'm not going to ask her. But you know what happened? I asked her. I said, how's your family? And the floodgates opened. She had just heard from her mother. A real aggressive cancer. Not expected to live much longer. The whole family was shocked because she had been really well, they all thought. And she was a hurting woman. I couldn't do a lot, but I listened. I could give her a hug, and I could tell her I'd pray. But you know, I had a sense that day that the Lord had used me in a way that I had not expected. I didn't ask for it. I even didn't want to do it. At first, I decided not to, but I ended up doing it. And I, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Another neighbor moved in, a young couple, and it wasn't, Don and I tried to learn to know them, and we were getting acquainted, and found out that she had cancer. And actually, we thought that she, you know, when she went through some treatment, we thought she was getting better. And Don had gone over and spent some time, we were gone on vacation, and Don spent a little time with her, and actually helped her catch her dog who had escaped. And so we left on vacation, and came back and we were going through our mail. And here was a magazine for Shannon, our next door neighbor. And Donna said, you know, I think I'm going to run this over to her. So she took it and walked over and knocked on the door. Door opened and here was a strange man. And she wondered about that. And about that time she looked at the back in the back, and here coming toward her was Eric, the young husband. And Eric said, Donna said he looked terrible. And Eric said, "Got bad news, Shannon died this morning." Well, those of you that know Donna know what happened. Eric was soon engulfed in a hug. Donna couldn't do a lot but offer comfort and care, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. I was sitting this week having coffee with a friend, and this man, about 80 years old, some of us here can identify, and his name is Merle, and he came up and he started talking, and what he started telling us is that the kind of a ministry that the Lord has led him into, where he goes and sits for hours at times with people at various stages of Alzheimer's, just listens, there with them, cares about them, prays for them, and leaves. And he talked about how significant that was, and then he went on to say, "You know, when I retired, I didn't know what I was going to do. But," he said, "this is probably the last thing I would have thought about doing. Never thought about, but if I would have, I wouldn't have wanted to do it. But somehow the Lord has led him into it, and he's been faithful. Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." How many of you here have heard of Albert McMakin? Would you raise your hands real high? I want to see how many of you have heard of Albert McMakin. Nobody? I'm not surprised. Very few people have. Albert McMakin was a young farmer back, I think it was probably North Carolina, back in that area someplace. And he came to know the Lord, and he was really wanted to do something for the Lord, and he had a burden for young people. And so he would go around, and he had his farm truck, and he'd go around and he'd invite these young people, and he'd take them on his farm truck to the church, and I don't know whether it was evangelistic meetings or just regular church services, I don't know. But he would take them. And there was one young man that he really had a burden for. And this young man didn't really want anything to do with going to church. He was more interested in the girls. But Albert McMakin thought about it, really wanted him to go. So he thought, you know, maybe if I would offer him to drive my truck, he might go. Well, it worked. And this young man drove the truck, hauling the young people to the service. And something happened to that young man at the service. And before long, that young man gave his heart to the Lord. Any idea what that young man's name might have been? I talked about him earlier on. It was Billy Graham. Nobody knows Albert McMakin. Everybody knows Billy Graham. Immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. I want to end by sharing with you the words of a song by Ray Bolts. Some of you will know it, some of you won't. But listen carefully to these words. I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Then someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." And then another man stood before you and said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church and his pictures made you cry? You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord." One by one, they came as far as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Notice these words. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry. Well, interesting comment. But I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine." For those of us who are followers of Jesus, God desires to work through us in power. In power in ways that we don't even imagine. No matter your condition in life, no matter your health, no matter your ability, no matter how old you are, young or old, it might not be big, maybe, but whether it's big or small, the results are up to the one who uses his power to work through us. I hope and pray that you're willing to allow that power to work through you. And may God bless each one of you. As you let his power work through you to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine. Amen. Join me in prayer. Lord, you are so good, and you give us so much, and you provide so much for us, and you want your power to be available through us. And may we allow you. We allow you to use us for your power to flow through in any way you want it to be, big or small. And we give you thanks. In your name, Jesus, we pray.